Okay, now we want to discuss the molecular dynamics in the presence of constraints. This is an important problem for microscopic systems because in many cases, molecules that have degrees of freedom are effectively frozen. We already discussed the case of diatomic molecules in which at room temperature have some degrees of freedom which are frozen, for instance, the distance between the two atoms inside the molecule. I will discuss the problem of constraints for a particle which is constrained to move on a surface. For instance, a particle that moves inside, which is constrained to move on a paraboloid, this is a typical case. So we imagine that the particle is constrained to move on a surface which has equation sigma equals zero. And for a paraboloid, for instance, the equation would be z minus a that multiplies x squared plus y squared. So this is the equation. And we want to solve Newton's equation in the presence of this constraint. In the macroscopic world, this type of constraint is called holonomic because there is no friction. But in the microscopic world, so whenever we discuss molecules and atoms, of course, there is no friction anyway. So this is not a limitation for our discussion. So let's see how we approach the problem in classical mechanics. Classical mechanics suppose that we have a particle that must necessarily move on a surface. So in this case, there is a constraining force, which sometimes is called reaction force, Rn, which has two properties. First property, it is perpendicular to the surface. And second property, his modulus is not the term, is not fixed, but is determined by the dynamics itself. So we don't know beforehand the value of the constraining force. Newton's equations are now written as mass time acceleration, of course, and this is equal to the force, the external force that acts on the system, plus the constraining force. F here is the sum of the external forces that act on the system, which are supposed to be known, which are functions of the position of the particles. Now we make the following observation. If the equation of the surface is sigma equals zero, the gradient of sigma is orthogonal to the surface, which means that the gradient of sigma is parallel to the reaction force Rn, to the constraining force. And so we can write the constraining force as a coefficient lambda of t times the gradient of sigma. This fixes the direction. Lambda instead contains the modulus and also tells us also if the reaction force points up or down with respect to the gradient of sigma. So lambda contains all the unknown information about the reaction force. This allows us to rewrite Newton's equation as ma equal the total force, the total external force acting in the system, plus the constraining force, lambda, the gradient of sigma. Now we want to solve numerically this equation. And so for instance, let's imagine that you use the position Verley algorithm. So we can write the standard equation for the position Verley algorithm in which the position at times t plus delta t is expressed in terms of r of t and r at times t minus delta t. And here, this equation has unfortunately a problem. It contains lambda at time t, which is something that we don't know. So we cannot apply this equation straightforwardly, but we must remember that there is, of course, a constraint. We must require that the particle at time t plus delta t belongs to the surface. And this gives us a constraint which allows us to compute lambda at time t. So what we do? So first thing, we compute R0. R0 contains all terms that are independent of the constraint. So this would be the position of the particle at times t plus delta t in the absence of constraint. Now, in terms of this R0, the position at times t plus delta t is R0 plus 1 over m lambda t gradient of sigma t times delta t squared. And now we must require that sigma is zero when we replace, when we use R at times t plus delta t. Sigma is just a nonlinear function of the coordinates, so this gives a nonlinear equation for lambda of t. In our problem, then, we have to solve this nonlinear equation. We have a nonlinear equation, so we will obtain a solution lambda of t, and once we have a solution lambda of t, we can just replace in the evolution equation, in the position evolution equation, to obtain r at times t plus delta t. Of course, the non-trivial part of the algorithm is the calculation of lambda of t, that is, the solution of the nonlinear equation. In our simple case, we have just one constraint, so this is quite easy, and any algorithm to solve nonlinear equations can be used. There is really no problem. So you take Newton's methods to solve nonlinear equations, and you just compute lambda of t. But in molecular dynamics, in real molecular dynamics simulations, one usually has a number of constraints which is of the order of the number of particles. So you may have 100 or 1,000 equations that have to be satisfied, and standard algorithms do not really work. So one uses recursive algorithms. So I will just present one recursive algorithm, which is called in its molecular dynamics version, SHAKE, and is one of the most used algorithms. The idea is to make successive approximations of lambda. So we start assuming that lambda is the value of lambda at the previous time step. So we set lambda equal lambda at times t minus delta t, the previous time step. And this is already a reasonable approximation. Delta t is supposed to be small, and so lambda doesn't vary significantly as we proceed in the simulation. Then let me define for convenience a vector k, which is 1 over m, the gradient of sigma times delta t squared. So this is the prefactor in the equation, so that the equation now becomes sigma r0 plus lambda k equals 0. So this is very simple, r0 and k are known. Then one usually defines an accuracy, precision. We want that the constraint is satisfied with precision delta, which means that once we find that sigma computed on R at times t plus delta t is in absolute value less than delta, we stop the recursive procedure. The recursive procedure is presented here, but let's see why we use this method. So the idea is the following. We already have an approximation, lambda. In the step number 0 is the value of lambda at the previous time step. Then we want to improve our knowledge. So we want to find a mu such that sigma r0 plus lambda plus mu k is equal to 0. This is the procedure. Lambda is our previous approximation, and mu is the improvement, the quantity which allows us to get a better approximation. And we want to estimate mu. So lambda is known in this equation. Mu is the unknown quantity that we want to compute. Mu is supposed to be small, so let's imagine that we can expand to first order in mu. If we expand this equation to first order, mu can be computed exactly. So we get an equation for mu minus, mu is minus sigma, computed in R0 plus lambda k, divided by k, scalar product, gradient of sigma. So this is our this is our mu, and lambda plus mu is our new estimate of lambda. Then we compute sigma in R0 plus lambda k. If the precision is okay, if this value is less than delta, we are happy and we stop. Instead, if the absolute value of this quantity is larger than delta, we repeat. We use this new value of lambda as starting value, and we compute a new value of mu. Using exactly the same the same procedure. And we repeat this recursive procedure until we get the desired accuracy. This is the way in which it works. Here is the procedure in the case of a single constraint, but the method can be generalized quite easily to n constraints with a large number of constraints. Let's see a typical application of this method in molecular dynamics of atomic systems. And let's consider diatomic molecules. As we have discussed in one of the first lessons, diatomic molecules at room temperature must be schematized as dumbbells, so as a pair of atoms with a rigid bond, because the bond is not classical, it's a quantum variable, and at room temperature, at the classical level, we should keep the bond length fixed. So if we want to do molecular dynamics for a system of diatomic molecules at room temperature, we should consider a system in which we have n constraints, where n is the number of molecules. The distance between each pair of atoms is fixed. So we use exactly the same procedure as we have discussed in the previous case. So the Newton's equation for each atom contains the force, the external force that act on each atom due to the whole set of molecules present in the system, and then there is the constraining force due to the presence of the bond length fixed. And this is written time as lambda I, which is the unknown constants which depend on the molecule I, times the gradient of the constraining force. This is the constraining force due to the fact that the bond length is fixed. And so, as you can see in the Newton's equation, there are n unknowns, one parameter for each molecule. So the dynamics is now completely analogous to the one that we have discussed previously, with the only difference that now we have n equations, one equation for each molecule, and these equations have to be solved simultaneously for all constraints. And of course, this is done using a recursive algorithm, which is the generalization of the algorithm that we have discussed at page 4. So this is the way. So we propose for each molecule a Verlet update, and then after that we solve the constraining equations. This gives us all the constraints lambda I, and then we substitute lambda I in the position Verlet functions in the poly update, and this gives us the position at times t plus delta t.